the hardest day of the year.
Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Beis, and again, Baruch Hashem, I have the schus of speaking from Congregation Beis Ephraim Yitzchak here in Woodmere, New York. And as Hashem, after today, the next daf will be that I'll be giving will be from Eretz Yisrael, Bez Hashem, next Sunday. And just to let you know, I'm giving a little Pesach shiur later this morning at 9:30 on Project Sinai. So hopefully it'll be up a little later today, about half an hour, 40 minutes, in Yoni Hashkafa on in Yoni Pesach, what's Cheirus about, and various related in Yoni. So that'll be a little later, which will be up on Project Sinai by at 9:30. Okay, let's get back to what we were discussing yesterday, and that was the sugya of, we got into Baal Tashchus. The Gemara quoted three deos, three opinions. What is the source that somebody is not allowed to wound themselves? Chovel ba'atzmo. The Gemara first tried to quote, it was achas dimchem l'nashos achem et rosh, which we said maybe that's specifically by suicide, by killing oneself, so that's not a good makar. Then we said maybe it's a kal v'chomer from Baal Tashchus of your begadim. Right, if there's Baal Tashchus by begadim, so surely of your guf. So we said no, maybe begadim are worse because begadim can't grow back, while a person's own body grows back. And finally, we quoted, what's the source? What's the ultimate source? You're not allowed to be chovel yourself? It's like chavachomer from Nazirus. If Nazirus is a problem, and there you're only mitzar yourself from wine, surely if you are chovel, if you are chovel yourself. So there's just want to talk about the girsa that we ran through yesterday. The first wide line, the girsa of our Gemara was, HaMakareis HaMeis Yosem Yidai Loke Mishum Baal Tashchus Koshken Gufo. So on the side it says, HaGirsa Betosvis Over V'hu Anachom. Right, what does that mean? There's a big discussion in the Rishonim. What exactly, which area of Baal Tashchus does one get malchus for? Which area of Baal Tashchus is daraisa, which is darabanan? Right, when a parent tells their child, "Finish your plate, you can't throw it out. It's Baal Tashchus." What if they throw it out? They're going to get malchus. Right, so it's a daraisa. So if you look in the Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Vav. Interesting, where the Rambam puts Baal Tashchus. Right, we noted yesterday the mystery of the Taz. So I neglected to mention it's the Ma'arav Ranchberg that makes the Ha'ara also. Ma'arav Ranchberg says, Tamali, Shalonisgar Dinze Batur Vishulchan Aruch, Shavarisi La Taz. Right? So he makes that Ha'ara that, you know, Tzarech Ian, why the Shulchan Aruch does not quote this halacha in the of Baal Tashchus. But the Rambam himself puts it in Hilchos Malachim, maybe telling us underneath that the real context of Baal Tashchus is Dafka B'Shas Melchama. There is, even though he expands it. Let's read the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Call Elon, ain't coaches any lari machal chuchus la Medina. You're not allowed to cut down trees outside the Medina. Vein monim mehen amasamayim, giving halachas of war. The lo b'matzor bilvad, not only when you're besieging. Ela b'chol makom, call a coatsitz Elon ma'achol derech hashchasa loke. If you cut down any trees, says the Rambam, you get malchus." But there are certain reasons why you're allowed to cut down, which we'll get to a little later. And if it's an Elon Srak, call Elon Srak any type of non-fruit bearing tree, all right, it's a barren tree, you're allowed to cut it down. Also an old tree, and of course, we're going to get to this later, and it's more valuable as for its lumber than for its fruit. But then the Rambam adds, V'lo ha'ilonos bilvad. Ela kol ha-mishaber kelim, v'koreya begadim, v'horeis binyin. If you do any destructive act, you break your glass at home, and you rip clothes, and you break down a binyin, v'sosei ma'ayan, u'ma'abin ma'acholos, derech hashchasa, over below tashchus. You violate lo tashchus. Over, that sounds like daraisa. Tashchus is daraisa. But then the Rambam adds, v'ein aloke ala malchus mardus midivrehem. So then you have the discussion, as you have in various misses of the Rambam, when the Rambam seems to say it's Daraisa, but then it says Bakas Mardis. So is the Rambam now explaining that it's only Darabanan? Bakas Mardis is a reflection of Darabanan. Or is it possible that it could be Daraisa without an Onesh? And therefore Chazal added in the Isser Darabanan. So that is a Machlokas Achronim. The Torah Tzvima discusses this on Chumash and other Achronim. What is the sheet of the Rambam? The Rambam is clear that you only get Malkus for trees. Why? What's the difference between trees and non-trees? Tree is ki'adam mitasada. There's something unique about trees. That's the context of the Torah Shebachsav, at least. But there's something unique even in halachic terms, according to the Rambam. The Rambam says there's only loke midaraisa by trees. And that's why the girsa changes. Right? That's where they push the girsa of loke mishum baal tashchus, they change it to over mishum baal tashchus. You violate, but it might not be daraisa. Again, this is the Gemara and Shabbos we've had, that if somebody is Meshaber, you know, Derech Kas, Hareza Oved Avodah Zarah, it's not considered constructive, unless it calms them down. You said that might be a Malacha Atzricha Lagufa, because that's, you know, if you're doing it for a positive purpose, it's Besakein, it's not Mekalkel. Okay, so that is a little bit about Tashkas, which we'll get back to in a few minutes. Let's get started from where we are up to, though, now. Two dots. We ended off with the Machlokas Ramban about how to view a Nazir, and now we start a Kotis Netiyos of a Cholam. Somebody cuts down their Netiyos, you're not allowed to cut down your own little trees. So now the Gemara says, Tani, Rabba Barbar Chana Kamitarav, Shoi Haragta, you go over to somebody and say, you killed my ox. Netiyos Katsatsta, you cut down my trees. Ata Martali Lahargo, Ata Martali Lakotiso. And the person who is being accused says, I did, but you told me to. You told me to do it. Are there Edim here? Are there not Edim here? It's very unclear. Shidibu Kubetzas discusses it. If there are Edim that he cut down the tree, then obviously how can he give an excuse? If there are no Edim, so it doesn't have, you have a Miko, then he should be believed. That he could have denied the whole thing. It's very unclear exactly what the case is. Either way, what does the Gemara say? Potter. He's Potter. Because it's Pashas, he doesn't have witnesses that he did it. Then he admits that he did it, but, you told me to. Amar Lei, Im Kei, but the Gemara says, if you say Potter in that case, then a person could always tie to such a thing. Lo shabak l'chai b'ryasa. You didn't leave life for anybody. Kol kamine, that's in his power. Meaning, whenever somebody, I accuse you of something, I did it. You told me to. That's all I have to say. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, you're right. Asme. So, Rav says, should I erase it? Is it a mistake? Amar Lei, lo. No, don't erase it. This is how you should interpret it. Tetargei Masisech, interpret the Braisa as Bishor Ha'omid Lahariga, Ubi Ilan Ha'omid Laksisa. No, we're talking about a shor that is omid to be killed. In that specific case, we will believe him to say, you told me to do it. What kind of shor is omid to be killed? A shor that killed. Rashi says, Shor Shehemis. So that shor is omid Lahariga. He didn't have a Gemar Din yet, but Bishor Ha'omid Lahariga. So then we believe him. And an Ilan that is omid Laksisa. What kind of tree is omid l'ksisa? So Rashi here gives two pshatim. Either an asherah tree, an avodah zarah tree that has omid l'srof, and number two is a tree that is dangerous, a tree that's being known to the rishis rabim, and one is scared that somebody might bump into it, or it might fall on a person, and he might die. So those are the two pshatim of omid l'ksisa. Whenever asherah comes up, it's important to mention, it's important in Yonah Diyomel, at Parshas Vayikra, could have had a drash on it last week, right? The second mesh of chachma in Parshas Shoftim. The Meshech Chachma notes, losita lahalacha, losita lacha asherah kal eitz al mizbach Hashem alokech asher ta'asilach. It's an isser of having an asherah tree, but the Torah specifies next to the mizbeach. Ma kesher between the asherah and the mizbeach. You can't have an avodah zarah tree anywhere. Why dafka the mizbeach? So says the Meshech Chachma, unbelievable message hidden in this halacha. Ha'inyan. Ki akarbanos af ki hema chelak gadol mi'atorah. V'atorah karasam lachmei li'ishai pamim rabos. Even though the karbanos is 1/5 of the entire Torah is karbanos. And many times, karbanos are called Hashem's food. Lachmi, my bread. Lachem ishai, my fire. Bechol zos, we obviously know that Hashem gets nothing from karbanos. It's not that Hashem needs to be fed, chas v'shalom. It's not that Hashem is lacking anything. We have to give him a karbon. It's hungry. Right? Chas v'shalom. Right? There's no, Hashem is unchanging. Right, we give him karbanos, but because us no dolanu adaver mitzada muskal, we understand ki habore kol eino nizon meuma. He doesn't get anything from our karbanos. Ve'nosaf boshim shleimus chalila mipulos hanevraim. When we do something and we give something, right, it's not he's not getting anything from it. V'hu ba'atzmuso below shinui kemosha yeterem him sianim sos. And he is the same before the karban and after the karban. As he explains, everybody agrees, this Yesodos and Pu'ulos and Nizgavos B'nefesh Adam, it's for us. Right? We discussed, the Ramban at the beginning of Vayikra, where it's all about we're supposed to get messages, we're supposed to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are doing what he commanded, and in that way we get close to him, but that's the purpose of the Karban. So it says, and he said, continues, that's the message of Ben Azai. Ben Azai, in the last Daf of Menachos, get to Kachim yet, Bez Hashem, a couple of years. Ben Azai says, Bo Re'e, Maxim of Parshas Karbanos. Ben Azai has the Ha'ara that throughout Parshios HaKarbanos, it does not say Kel or Elokim. It's all Yud Kei Vav Kei. It doesn't say Kel or Elokim in the Tzivus of the Karbanos. Why not? Says Ben Azai. Because Kel and Elokim are names of God that have to do with his relationship with us. Right? Rachamim, Din. And the Torah wants to emphasize that karbanos have nothing to do with specifically how Hashem relates to us, and He's going to get something from us. Dafka Elokim, Dafka Yud Kei Vavki is used, symbolizing Hayahov Aviyah, that He is the ultimate in unchanging. He was, he is, and he will be. That's why Dafka Yukei Bavke, because to emphasize to us that Karbanos don't change him, don't give anything to him, capital H. So then he adds, Domeim rocks the different levels of being in life. Domeim Someya Chai Medaber. Right? So Domeim, the inanimate objects. And then you have the Chai, you have the live objects, right? The growers, the Someach. The Mizbeach has to be built out of rock. And you can't have any trees, Asher, next to the Mizbeach. Why? To give us this message. That Karbanos are like the Domeim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unchanging. That's why Dafka, you have to build it out of Avanim. And you can't have an Asher, Eitzel, Mizbeach, Hashem, Alkecha. Why? Because people have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't grow Chas v'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get anything more out of our Karbanos. Hashem's like a rock. Kaviyachol. And it's unchanging. So that's Ashera, Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem Alkecha. He has more there. That's Benazai. That's the Meshech Chachma, second Meshech Chachma in Parshash Shoftim. Baruch Hashem, the Shulah of the Meshech Chachma, and able to read it. Okay, so that's the example Rashi gives. Okay, and when somebody comes over to you and says, why do you cut down my tree? Why do you kill my shore? So the person is allowed to say, I did it. You told me to. And what's the case of Omed L'Katzitza? That's an Asherah or by a tree that is leaning over into Rosh Hashanah. Ihachi, ask the Gemara now, Maikatanle. So what's the Machlokas about? What was the Machlokas between these two parties? If one of them is saying it's a shore that is supposed to be killed and a tree that is supposed to be cut down, so what are they arguing about? So the Amarle, no, the Toveya is saying, Ana bi'ino l'mevet ha-mitzvah. I wanted to do it. I wanted to do the mitzvah. I want to cut down the tree. I wanted to get rid of my shor. Ditanya, as the Brisa says, v'shafach v'kisa. Right, it's not a, there are a few words in between those two words, but we darshan, v'shafach, one who shechts, v'kisa, he's the one that could cover the blood. Kisa yadam. Misha shafach yichase. The one who shechts has the one who has the right to do the kisa yadam. Even though those are two separate mitzvahs asay. Shechit and kisa yadam are two separate mitzvahs asay, but halachically, the one who is shochet has the ability to be mechaser adam. A couple of years ago, we had shiur on Maseches Beitza. There is certain evidence in Maseches Beitza, the first parak, where kisi hadam, according to some rishonim, is viewed as the hashlomas shchita. Even though it's the mitzvah of shchita is really finished, but there's certain evidence that kisi hadam is connected, and that's why it goes with the shchita because it's the hashlomas shem shachut. As hopefully we'll have to review those Beitza shiurim. But that's the schus halachically. The one who is shechts has the schus of doing kisi adam. And the story goes that one person shechts and another person came, bumped into the right and was covered the dam. Rabbi Gamliel litin lazar zehuvim. Rabbi Gamliel told him he has to pay 10 zehuvim. This is the halacha of stealing a mitzvah. Somebody steals a mitzvah, you have to pay 10 zehuvim. So the Gemara is assuming that it's not a specific concept by kisi hadam, where if you did the shechita, you can be chas of the dam, but it's a general mitzvah. And here, when cutting down a dangerous tree, is preventing bal tashchis. It's preventing a dangerous situation, and therefore it is a mitzvah that one would have to pay for.
Why can't you say he was acting as a shliach?
But here, it sounds like he did. He says that you told me to. Even if he did it, he's an unappointed shliach, but still, even if you have a concept of zachal adam shalav afanav, the one who does the maisa mitzvah is the one who gets the special skulos for the act of the mitzvah. The chalos of the mitzvah might relate back to the mishalayach, but the maisa mitzvah you get credit only if you do it. Number of points about this idea of yud zehuvim. First of all, the Rimulunel has a suffix. Is this Yud Zehuvim, is it a knas for stealing the mitzvahs you have to pay, or is Tiknu Chachamim Kedeshi Yom Mitzvahs Chavivos Al Baalehen? Right, we want the mitzvah to be chaviv to you. So is the focus on the doer or on the stealer? Right, is it on the doer? We want to make sure that you do mitzvahs, so therefore, you know, we're gonna make sure that if anybody takes it from you, they have to pay, so you're going to make sure to do it yourself. Or is it a knas? So, L'may Nafkamina. Might have been, what if somebody's moda? So he comes into Bezin and says, I stole his mitzvah. So if it's a knas moda, a knas is pater. But if it's l'chaviv al-balayan, so then there wouldn't be a knas. What about the rivash as a tshuva? What about if you stole something b'shogeg? Remember once a couple of years ago, I mentioned this story in the past, in camp one summer, somebody came over, called me up one night, wanted me to give them a ride back. I was going back from camp, driving back to the city, And I said, fine, wonderful. The next morning, Rabbi Neuberger walks into breakfast and says, Reb Shalom, you owe me 10 zehuvim. I said, Rebbe, what are you talking about? So he says, I was supposed to take so-and-so to... I said, yeah, but he was going to the Five Towns. He was going to Teaneck. He says, you owe me your zehuvim. He walks away. I said, I was joking. But either way, so I was b'shogeg. I didn't know there was any... he had asked anybody else. I didn't... Say so. That's says another nafkamina. If you say it's a knas, then there's no. We don't have any makar that we're koni shogeg to maze it here. Mashenki, and if it's lachaviv abalei, and maybe it would still apply. But related to that is, what about bisman hazeh? Does this apply bisman hazeh? This knas. Obviously, Rebbe Neuberger was saying it as a joke, but does it apply bisman hazeh? So look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Pei Beis. Shin Pei Beis in Hakotis Ilan Shachaver, the end of Choshe Mishpat. So Meikir Hadin, this halach is quoted. Sharsha Imelai Rigom Neshu Mazik as Abrios. Vilan Omi Laksitsa, etc. And somebody else cut it. Shalom Midas Bailim Chayiv Lishalim Bailim Kimosha Yiru Hadayonim. He has to pay the Bailim as the Dayonim see. Shari Hifkiya Milasos Mitzvah. Because after all, you were Machkiya my Mitzvah. Vim Tan Yamar, if you said you told me to do it, maybe you'll be Pater. Vechain, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, Misha Shachat Behim Machayva Oaf. Chayva Oaf. So not behema chayva of. There's no kisi adam by behema. Chayva of uba achem v'kisa adam shalomidas hashochid chayv lite kamosher adayanim, etc. And then the Shulchan Aruch generalizes. V'chein horu shekol hamoneya b'aylamin lasos mitzvah mitzvahs asay shehim ruuyim lasosa v'kadam acher v'asa misham l'aylam yudzehuvim. Got to pay yudzehuvim. Last line of the Shulchan Aruch. Ubizban hazeh ein magnoso v'bavel. Right. Magnoso. There's no gviya. Avom tafas lo mafkinan. But if the guy grabs the 10 zehuvim, so then he's allowed to keep it, but Bezin is not magve it in Bizman Hazeh. The Ramah adds, what about Mila? This we discussed a couple years ago. This is a chilek. It's amazing lumdus here. We're not going to get into it now. But if the father is being mal his son, and then somebody bumps him off and does the Mila, then he has to pay Yud Zehuvim. But if the Moel is being mal, and then he bumps the Moel off, who's not the father, then he's Pater. What's the difference? That's a big discussion. Rabbi Yeruchim, the Ramah quotes Rabbi Yeruchim here. What's the difference? The Moel, I make the Moel a Shliach. Right? So what is the, what's the difference between the Moel doing it and my doing it? So this is one of the Rai's, the Shach has, according to the Yerzaruah, the Shita Chumra, that if somebody knows how to do a Bris Mila, he's not allowed to make a Shliach. It's a Mitzvah Shebagufa. Mitzvah Shebagufa, if a father knows how to do the Mila, he's not allowed to make a Shliach. So we don't pass in this way. We pass in that Maker didn't allow to make a Shliach, even if you know how to do it, but that's the Chumra of the Shach. So it's one of his Rai's. You see, there's a difference between whether the father does the Mila or the Moel does the Mila. There's just one phrase here that's added in by the Shulchan Aruch. It's fascinating. What did it say? The he has to pay the Bailim Kamosha Yiru Hadayanim. What does that mean, Kamosha Yiru Hadayanim? So the Sma writes here, the Dayanim had to figure out if this is a guy who really would have done the mitzvah anyway. Is this a guy who's very makpid and doing mitzvahs himself? Or is it somebody who, okay, you did the mitzvah. So we're not going to let the guy get away with, you know, we'll pay him 10 zehuvim. It's only if he would have done the mitzvah himself, so that's where we say, okay, you're going to get credit for the ones, for somebody bumping you off, and you're going to have to pay. Right? So it reminds, it's Shloshim Yom Lefnei, it's not another Shloshim Yom, Shvuayim Lefnei Achag, so it reminds us of the thought that we've said in the Haggadah on Vayeda Elokim. It says, Vayeda Elokim. So what is Vayeda Elokim? Hashem knew. Hashem knew our suffering. What does that mean? So the Medrash says, Beis HaLevi explains, Beis HaLevi Parsha Shmos, the Medrash said that the Malachim were arguing. They say, why are you redeeming Klal Yisrael? Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Everybody Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So what are you redeeming that from Mitzrayim for? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, but I know, Elu Ovdim Mitoch Ones, for Elu Ovdim Mitoch Ratzon. The Mitzrayim are Ovdei Avodah Zarah because they want to. The Jews, they're being forced to. Meaning, only because they're forced. I know if they wouldn't be forced, they wouldn't be doing it. Only because they're being forced, they're doing it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu Vayeda, he knew that if we wouldn't be in this situation, we wouldn't be doing it, and therefore, he is able to, he said, they're right to be taken out, because they're only doing it to be forced. But if somebody was, let's say somebody's doing Avodah Zarah Mitoch Ones, but they would have done it anyway, even without the Ones, then they don't get the credit. Right, that's what we mentioned in the Machlokes, the Shemir Shabbos course, between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. If a frum doctor is on call on Shabbos, and he could switch calls with a non-from doctor. Is it better for him to switch calls with a non-from doctor? Because he'll say the non-from doctor, look, he's doing malach anyway. Better than driving to the golf course. Let him drive to the hospital, right? At least he's doing a mitzvah, right? Is that should one say that? That's what Moshe Paskins. Moshe Paskins in a shuva. That's what one should say. Let him at least do malach in the context of a mitzvah. Says if Shlomo Zalman says no, if he'd be doing the malacha anyway, he doesn't get the credit that it's a mitzvah. It's only you should do it. Dafka, the Shomer Shabbos person should go do the mitzvah because that's not a Chilul Shabbos, that's a Shmir Shabbos. And the Shmir Shabbos in the footnotes there quotes this Beis HaLevi because you only get the credit for an ones if you wouldn't do it anyway. Right? So that's the Sma right here. Sma says, you're only going to pay the Yuzahuvim if you would do the mitzvah, if you're the type of person who wants to do the mitzvah, you're a Zaris. But if you're not going to do the mitzvah anyway, so then you don't get the credit. Okay, let's continue. Omar Rav. Dikla, the ton kavas, and the mixer say, a palm tree that already has a kav of a fruit on it, of dates, you're not allowed to cut it down. Mesve, but then we learn in the Mishnah Shvius, Kamiye bezayis below yiksesu, Rova, whenever you get to a Mishnah that they don't do in the Dafyomi, you gotta get excited. Right? The, only Shkola. Kamiye, and the end of Kachim. Kamiye bezayis below yiksesu, Rova, so an olive tree, you're not allowed to cut when it only has a Rova, a quarter of a kav. So it's much less than what Rav says. So I thought Baal Tashmas is only when it's bigger. So Shiny Zaysen the Chashiv. You know, olives are very chashiv, so even less, even a quarter of a cob of olives is enough to say that you're not allowed to cut it down. Amr of Chanina. The next line is the source why poskim are afraid of poskining tree shilas. Right, one of my Rebbeim, one of the big poskeador, says, I don't poskin trees. Poskins everything. Whenever he said, I don't poskin trees. There's something scary about tree shilas, about cutting trees. If it's clear, you know, there's a tree that has there's poisonous fruit in your backyard, that's a kind of safashis. You have kids running around, it's clear. But then there are some unclear ones that are, you know, you want to cut down a certain one, you want to build something there. So certain poskim say, I don't poskin trees. Right? Where does it come from? The next line of the Gemara. Lo shachiv shivchas bri el dekatz teinasa b'loz mana. My son shivchas died, said Rabbi Chanina, because he cut down a tree before its time. Cut that a tree before its time. L'chor, it sounds like the Yaakov Emden has a tshuva where he talks about L'chor, Shifas Bri was a tzaddik. That's the only thing he did in his life. The only thing he did in his life was this. So what exactly, what was he thinking? So was it Mutter Mi'ikar Adir, but there's a Midas Chassidus not to? There's something, even halachic poskim will go by the Shulchan Aruch and not a lot of the Ayin Hara ideas, but there's something about trees that there's some symbolism, ki ha'adam eitz ha'sada, so we're very makbid and careful when it comes to certain cases, unless it's clear cut. Amar Ravina, v'may mulu b'damim mutter. Ravina says, if the tree is worth much more as lumber than it is as fruit, so then one is allowed to cut it down. We're talking about fruit trees now. Fruit trees. Then it's mutter to cut it down. The rush has an extension, which is much discussed by the Achronim. The rush right here, you're also allowed to cut it down, sarech makomo. That's what the Rush says right here. Tzorach Makomo is also considered a tzorach of a person. Not just that the tree itself is more valuable as lumber than fruit, but even if you want to build a porch there, you want to build a house there. Right, the Binyan Siyan has a tshuva. They wanted to build, there was a son who wanted to get married, and his father said, you can only get married if you have a house. If you build a house, he's like, yeah, I want to build a house over there, but there's a forest there. So the kid couldn't get married unless he could chop down the trees in the forest in order to build a house there. The Binyan Siyan has a tshuva there, is that it's a major tzarech to get married, to build a family. But that's a ben. It's based on this rush has one extension, tzarech b'komo. How far do you extend it in terms of the toeles that you're allowed to cut down for a tree? Yeah. A sukkah, right. Let's say you want to build a sukkah there, so you have an overhanging branch. That's a separate shiloh. What if you're not cutting down a tree, just cutting off a branch? Trimming. That's a machlokas rishonim. What about trimming? What is all this connected to? So it might relate to, we discussed last year, the sugya of Baal Tashchis. What is the root isser for the isser of Baal Tashchis? Rov rishonim, the Ramban seems to say this, the Nitziv expands on this in his commentary, and that is, Baal Tashchis is about the fact that you are not getting benefit from Hashem's world. Hashem gave you everything to get benefit from, and you are being mashchis, and therefore it's terrible. You're ruining the hana. Or the Sefer HaChinuch seems to give a different shot. Sefer HaChinuch in Tavchuf Chavtes, at the end, he says, no, you know what Batashas is about? It's the Maisa Hashchasa. You're acting in a destructive manner, and that's terrible. Forget the loss of Hana'ah that's going to be caused. But you are doing a Maisa Hashchasa. Maybe that's making you into a Mushchas, like the Sefer HaChinuch always talks about. You're doing a Maisa Hashchasa, and therefore that's going to make you into a Mushchas. It's terrible. Forget the potential Hana'ah. So there's two very different ways. So a big Nafkamina is, how flexible are you in terms of the hana'a that you are losing? Let's say there's greater hana'a in cutting it down. So then the hana'a reason is not going to apply, but it could still be that the ma'is hashchasa is going to apply. What if you're just damaging something? You're cutting off a branch, but you're not ruining the tree. So in terms of the hana'a, it's still there. It's still there. You're still going to get benefit. But it still might be called a ma'is hashchasa. It's fascinating. I think we alluded to this a few weeks ago on the daf. Can you violate Baal Tashchis Sheva Altasa? Sheva al Tasa, could you violate? Right, the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva, Dayan Weiss, where somebody went away before Pesach on a trip, And where he was makpid on Chol of Yisrael, where he was, Pas Yisrael, where he was, and he went away, and he couldn't be makpid on it, wherever he was, he bought some antimins there, and he bought some Pas Akum, which Me'ikra Din is kosher, the Shulchan Aruch discusses. And then he got back to Eretz Yisrael, and he had some left over. But now he could buy Pas Yisrael. So now he's back to where he could get Pas Yisrael. So does the Pas Yisrael idea, the Chumra of Pas Yisrael, should be makpid, so he should let this other stuff rot? Right? He should let it become stale? And then he'll throw it out. So that's could you violate Baltashlis B'Shei Valtasa? That's his discussion. So again, if the issue is a lack of, you're not going to get benefit from something Hashem put into the world, then maybe you could violate even B'Shei Valtasa. But if it's the Maisa Hashchasa, the destructive accident, maybe you have to do a Maisa Hashchasa in order to be Aser. Okay, other issues as well come up. I think it's, I don't know if a Chumash here, but I think it's even Meduik and the Psukim, these two reasons, but we'll leave that for now. We'll look it up. Okay, let's continue now. Where are we? Tanya Mihachi, three lines from the bottom. Got to get to today's daf at some point. Rak eita asher teida ze ilan machal. The pasuk says, only a tree that you know is not a fruit tree, you're allowed to cut down if you need it when you're in a siege. But the Gemara darshins that there are certain times that even you're allowed, if there are no other trees and you need it to eat, you're allowed to cut it down. So rak eita asher teida, a tree that you know, ze ilan machal, you're allowed to cut it down. So Rashi explains the Gemara, kiloitz machal hu ze'ilan srak. That also includes a non-fruit-bearing tree. You're allowed to cut down, if you need it. So if you're including every tree, so why do you have to have two separate inclusions of trees? That if you have a choice, you're supposed to cut down the non-fruit-bearing tree before the fruit-bearing tree. I might think that this is even if the ilan a ma'achal is worth more as lumber than as fruit, tamalama rag, no, so then in that case, you'd be able to cut down that tree first. Period. Shmuel, I see, Le'arisi tamare. Shmuel, his sharecropper, brought him dates. Achal ton behu time at the chamra. Shmuel tasted them, and he said, smells like wine. My dates smell like wine. So Amalei, my high, he says, what is this? Amalei, beni gufni kaimi. Yeah, these dates grow next to the vine. So Amalei, b'chachshi b'kamri kulei hai. They must be weakening my vines. L'machar aisi l'mukarayu. Tomorrow, rip them out, because I don't want them to impinge on my vines. Right, the vines are worth more, and therefore kalei karam. Rashi says, rip them out. Rav Chisda chazei tali begufnei. Rav Chisda once saw a palm tree amongst his vines. Amalei l'arisi. He told the sharecropper also, akrinu, rip them out. Gufne kani dikli lo kani gufne. Gufne, meaning a vine, is worth a lot, and you could buy with wine. With wine, you could buy more dekel trees, but with the dekel trees, you can't buy more wine. So it's better to leave the vines and rip out the other trees. Okay, last Mishnah in Perek Hachovel. Then Bez Hashem tomorrow, we get back to Gneva and Gzela. Hagozel Eitzem and Hagozel Basra. Mishnah, Ava Bishu Nosin Lo, even though you pay up for whatever damage you do, the Chavala, the five payments, in Nimcha Lo, Shivakesh Mimanu, you don't get full Mechila until you ask Mechila. Right? It's not just about getting the money back, but you gotta ask Mechila. Shenemar, as it says by Avram, Ata Hashev Eshes Ha'ish V'chulu, right? Hashem tells Avimelech to return to return Sarah, and ask Avram for forgiveness. How do you know also that if somebody asks you for mechila, you're not supposed to be stubborn and not be mochel? You're supposed to be mochel. Shenemar v'ispalo Avraham el Elokim v'yipol Elokim es Avimelech v'chulu. Right, Hashem automatically, you know, he davens and he accepts the I'm sorry of Avimelech. There is a question that the Lecha Mishnah asks, a stira in the Rambam. It's not really a stira, he has it as a stira, and then he answers that it's not really a stira. If you look in Hilchos Chov L'Mazik, the Rambam says, Eino dome mazik chaveiro begufo l'mazik mamono. You can't compare Chovel to Adama Mazik, says the Rambam. Shamazik mamon chaveiro, if you damage the mamon of your friend, this is in Chovel Hey Test. If you're Adama Mazik, kibon shashile mashu chayev l'shalim is kaper lo. By Adama Mazik, if I go and smash your car with a baseball bat, and then I pay you, I'm finished. That's all I have to do. Aval chobo b'chaveiro, but if I punch you, aval bishenosan lo chamisha dvarim, even though I pay you five things, emis kaper lo, then I don't get a kapar. Vefilo hikriv kol eli nevayos, even if I gave all the animals in the world as karbanos to Hashem, Ain miskaperlo, I don't get kapara, volo nimchalavono, I don't get mechila, until he is mochelmi. So the Rambam is mechalik between Adam Amazik and Chavala. Adam Amazik does not require a ritzui, while Chovel does. Where would you put Geneva and Gzela? We mentioned last week on the daf, if you listen, so the Rama has the five sets of halachas, right? Minakal lakavei, in Sefer Nezikin, right? Nizke mamon, Geneva, Gzela, Chavala, Ritzicha. So, let's say Ritzicha and Chavala, you gotta say, I'm sorry. Adam Amazik, you don't have to say, I'm sorry. What about the two middle ones, Geneva and Gzela? So if you look in Hilchas Tshuva, the Lecha Mishnah right here says, "Ava God the Bilchas Tshuva Perak Beis Kasev Rabenu Hagozel Es Chaveiro Inim Es Kaperlo Ella Im Yirtze LeNigzal." You have to be Mefayis the Nigzal. Be Mefayis Ozo Avim Yishevlo Gzela. Gneiv and Gzela are like Chavala. You gotta ask forgiveness. So ask the Lecha Mishnah, why is that? I would think that the Rambam is here as being mechalik between Chavala and Nezek. Isn't Gneiv and Gzela more like Nezek? So it says the Lecha Mishnah, no. Yishlomar the shiny gazlon, the nishane me osa aveira. You get hana. You got money. Va'o shetzir harbe lenigzal shalakach mimenu balkarcho. Avo mazik hamamon shalom nishane me hezekahu. Ela shehizik lo ula mazik lo ba hanam mimenu. V'lo distar kol kach aniza kamo a nigzal kimen shashilam lo hezeko die. So says the according to Lecha Mishnah, Nezek Adam Amazek is the only one. Adam Amazek is the only one that you don't have to ask forgiveness. All the other ones you got to ask forgiveness. Gneiv, Gzela, Chavala, they all go together. Yeah, you're gonna ask something. Okay. Would it be different for Gzela and Gneiv? The Rambam there is talking about Gzela. I'm talking about Gzela. So would you? I think I remember the Mefarshim talk about it there. Maybe the Avin Azal in Hilchos Teshuvah. I don't remember, but it's. I think he talks about it there. What about Gneiva versus Gzela? Again, it relates to our, you know, Gneiva versus Gzela. Gzela being the Hefsid Mamon, you know, Gneiva being the Maisa Gneiva. Is there more of a reason to ask Kapara by one but by the other? Got to think about it. Okay, weiter. Omer Sameh Zeini Katez Yadisha Varez Ragli. If somebody says, blind me, or cut off my arm, or break my leg, what is the halacha? Chayiv. Chayiv, you're not allowed to do that. It's like somebody's asking you to do an Avera. Amanas Lifter Chayiv. Even if he says, Amanas Lifter Chayiv. You can't wound somebody. Karez Ksusi Shavarez Kadik Chayiv. Somebody says, be mazik me, then Chayiv, but there Amanas Lifter Pater. There Amanas Lifter. Break my jug in order to be potter. So then he's going to be potter. Asay kainlish ploni amanas liftar. But what if I say, you know, break so and so's jug and you'll be potter? So chayiv, right? So why? How? I don't have any rights to say you're going to be potter for breaking so and so. Bein begufo bein mamono. He's going to be chayiv. Who's going to be chayiv? The guy who broke it, not the guy who said do it, right? Because the Tosfos Yandav said ein shliach l'dvar aveira. The guy who broke it did it because it's his fault. Tana Rabbanan, Kol Elu She'amru D'mei Boshto, all this, that which we said, meaning the previous numbers in the previous Mishnah, of 400 zuz for this embarrassment and that embarrassment, all them, that was all the Boshes itself, Avot Sa'aro, but the pain that was caused from the embarrassment, not the pain of the Nezek, that's the payment called Sa'ar. But Saro here means the pain caused by the embarrassment. Afilo hevi kol elin nevayu shavolam. Even if you bring all the karbanos in the world, that's where the Rambam gets it from. Pasuk in Yishayahu. Ein nimchalo ach yivakish bimenu. There's no, he does not get mechil until he has some forgiveness. Shneimar hashev eishes laish ki navihu v'yispalel ba'atcha en el daven for you. The eishes navi boy adure eishes achav boy adure. What does Hashem mean? Give the wife back because he's a navi. What? Only if he's a navi. If her husband was not a navi, you don't have to give the wife back. So they go, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Bionasan. No, this is what it means. Hashev Eishes Ha'ish Mikol Makom. Return his wife. Utaka Amrit. And that which you said, Hagoy Gam Sadik Tarok, Halohu Omar Li Achos Ihi Vihi Gamhi Amar Achi Hu. Right? Ah, he lied to me. It's not my fault. Says Avimelech. No, Navi Hu. This Avram is a Navi. Vikvar Li made Achs, and he already taught. Here, Navi does not really mean Navi like we usually translate Navi. Navi here means, where does the word Navi come from? Nivsvatayim. Right? The one who talks. We mentioned in the past, Rav Schechter's thought in Ikvei Atso, the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Right? Nevi'im is from the word Nivsvatayim. These were given over to tell people. A Navi is somebody who teaches, somebody who says, Ksuvim were nitan likasi, were given to be written down. So he's a Navi, Hashem says to Avimelech, and he's already taught the following. Achsanoi Shabalair, if you have a guest that comes to a city, where Avram was the, he wrote the book on Achnas Azarchim. Right? So he told everybody. If somebody comes to a city, what are the first questions you ask him? Al iske achila v'shasiya sholon oso? If you ask him, you have a place to eat, you have some drink. Oh, al iske ishto sholon oso? Or do you ask him about his married life? So you were wrong. So that's why he told you. The second that you asked about his married life, he knew that there was danger. That's why he had a lie. Ishtacha hi achoscha hi. Right, Mikala ben Noach Shneirach Shailolum of Lolamad. He should have learned. Avimelech should have learned that if he would have violated with Sarah, that he would have been chayim misa. So Hashem says, you should have learned from Avram Avinu. Period. Next, Ki Atzara Tzara Hashem. Hashem had closed up all the openings of the Mitzrayim, and when Avram davened, then they all opened. What openings are we talking about? So Rashi summarizes this ala Torah, but here you have the three different sheetas. Amar Balazar Shtei Atziras Halalu Lama. What's the double lashon? Atzar Atzar. Achas Beish Shechva Zera. There was one, the hole closed up by a man. Shechva Zera. Also for the Eivra Zachris was closed. Shtayim Beisha Shechva Zera Valeda. The woman also couldn't have her, the Shechva Zera. Rashi explains the Poleta Shechva Zera. The Shechva Zera was closed up inside of her, and also nobody, she couldn't give birth. Everything was closed up. V'masisa tana shtayim. There were two, be'ish, Shechva Zera v'ktanim, Shechva Zera and also Meraglayim, Shlosha be'isha, Shechva Zera v'ktanim v'leida. Three closed up in the woman. Ravina amas shalosh be'ish, Shechva Zera v'ktanim v'piyatabas. Right, Shechva Zera and both sides of going to the bathroom. Arba beisha shechva zera v'leida v'ktanim v'pitabas. The woman always has one extra because she has the later one. Those are all the atziras that were closed up. Ba'ad kol rechem, Amri debei Rabbi Yanai, afilu tana golosh al beis avimelech lo itila beis asa. Right, every rechem in the whole Mitzrayim was closed up. A chicken didn't lay an egg. Nothing, right? Nothing was laid, and therefore, Avram had a daven. Everything was opened up. Okay, for the rest of the blot today, we are going to get to, hopefully, there are 17 altogether. 17 things that sayings, folk sayings, and the Gemara asks, where do you see this in Tanakh? Right, so we're going to do as many as we can today, and the rest will continue tomorrow. So, number one has to do with what we're talking about here, and that's why we get into it. Amalei Rav Rabba Bar Mari, we know how Milzud Amar Rabban, and how do you know? Right, all folk sayings, hafolk bala folk, but somewhere in the Torah. That's what this Gemara teaches me. How do you know that which we say? Anytime you ask for achmanis, you daven for your friend, and you really need the same thing. So hu nene tchila, you're going to get answered first. How do you know? Hashem helped out Eov when Eov davened for his friend. Right? So you see, Eov was answered first. You say that's the source, but I say the following is the source. Right, Avram davened for Avimelech, and they were all healed. But it also says, Hashem pakad asara kasher amar v'chulu kasher amar Avraham el al Avimelech. It says pakad. It doesn't say vayif kod. Pakad sounds like Hashem had remembered. So when did he remember? Because once Avram davened for opening up all the other openings, then his wife's opening itself was opened up. There's a lot written about this. You know, why is it that you're answered first? The Mabit says that that reflects a real, true lishma tefila. If I'm davening for myself, I want the results. I'm not davening just for the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I'm davening for somebody else, it's obviously a totally selfless act, and therefore that's a perfect tefila, and that's why hunana tefila. Yeah. Right. So then, can you do a shalol lishma? I know this Gemara. So I don't know if we think so. We think we're such lamdanim. I know this Gemara. I know the halacha of migu. That's the big question. So that's everyone. I'm going to tie into this other tie. I'll be able to get believed. So the question is, could you use halacha for your own benefit? But halavai, that should be the worst. Halavai should be the worst that you should daven very hard for somebody else, right? In order to get nana. Okay, there's a lot more, but we have to continue. Amalei Rabba Rabba Marmari, Minoha Milsa Damara, Inshi Bahadi Hutsalaki Karba. What do we know from that which people say? Along with the thorns, the cabbage is hit. Right? If you have thorns growing next to cabbage, when you pick out the thorns, some of the cabbage is going to be picked out too. Amalei Tachziv, because the Pasuk says, Lama Teribu Elai, Kochim Pashat Abino Mashem. Why are you arguing with me, says Hashem? You all were Pashay against me. You all, even including the Navi. Including Yirmiyahu. But I say it from the following. How do you know you all are rebelling against me, including Moshe and Aaron? Including Moshe and Aaron. That was number two. Right? So you always have to make sure you got a proper chevra. Right? The after Rebbe says on the first Mishnah in Shkalim. First Mishnah in Shkalim, what do we do on Rosh Chodesh Adar? We announce about Shkalim and about Kilayim. right? Because of the overgrown over the summer. Ma kesher al pitrush between kilayim and shkalim. Shkalim is all about achdus. Shkalim is about machzah shekel. We're only half. We're all together with everybody. So we believe in achdus. But v'ala kilayim, you've got to make sure that your achdus isn't shatnez. It's not kilayim. You've got to make sure who you're having achdus with. It's got to make sure the chevra is appropriate. So mashmin ala shkalim v'ala kilayim. Amalei Rabbah number 3. Amalei Rabbah, the Rabbi Amari Ksiv. Umikse achid laka chamisha nashim ayninu. Chamisha. We know that Yosef HaTzadik placed 5 men to show 5 of his brothers. He said, showed Paro, these are my brothers. Which 5? Amalei. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Othan Shechbulu B'Shemos. The ones that whose names were doubled in Parshas Vayechi, those are the 5 that he put in front of him. Rashi explains those were the weakest ones, and therefore they needed the chizik of the double names. He didn't want Paro to take them for his army, so he showed them his weak brothers. So Gemara says, Yehuda Nami, Fuli Michpa. 1 minute, Yehuda was one of those 5. He was the strongest. His name was also double. Amar Leila Milsahu de Ichbal. No, Yehuda's name was double for a specific reason. What's the connection between Reuven and Yehuda? Call Osan, and therefore it says an extra Yehuda to juxtapose it to Reuven. Call Osan. All the 40 years in the desert, Yehuda's bones were rolling around in the coffin. Right? We know Rashi quotes here that not only was Yosef's bones taken to Eretz Canaan, but all the Shvatim's. Right? You look all around Eretz Yisrael. Right? It's all right near the kever of Dan is supposedly right near Beit Shemesh, and all the other ones are around Eretz Yisrael. So they were all taken. So Yehuda's bones were rolling around in his coffin. Ashba Moshe ubikish rachamim until Moshe davened for him. Amar lefan of Rabbona shalolam migarn Reuven sheyodi who caused Reuven to be modeh about what he did with Bilha Yehuda. He was inspired by Yehuda's admitting. Miyad Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. So right when Hashem heard that, and that's why we have an extra word Yehuda juxtaposed to Reuven to symbolize this, that Yehuda is the one that caused Reuven to admit. So right when Moshe davened, all evare l'shafa, his bones went into their joints. Right, they all became connected. But lo havikam maskelim sifted rakia. But he still didn't get to go into the yeshiva shalmala. Right? Vel amu tivianu. That's the next lashon. He went into the yeshiva shamala. Lovi yadam akamir rabbanan, but he couldn't understand the shiur. Ula mishkal amishav adi rabbanan. He couldn't be involved in the shiur. Yadav rablo. His hands became strong. He became involved in the shiur. Lovi salak leshmaitz alivet hilchasa. He couldn't get correct pshat halacha lemaisa. The ezer mitzarav tia. So that is the he even got correct pshat. Right, if it wasn't Baba Kama, a daf like this, we could talk about the importance of learning halacha lamaisa, learning lumdis, pilpul. Right, here's the highest level. He got the halacha lamaisa. Right, this Gemara seems to say the most important is learning halacha. So why did he put Yehuda there, by the way, in front as one of the 5? So why did he put Yehuda there? So the Ben Yoyada says, because he didn't want Paro to think he was a total liar. Obviously, he gave me the 5 weaklings. So the fact that he put Yehuda there also shows that, oh, these are the brothers. So most of them are weak. There's also Yehuda, but he didn't want to take Yehuda, explains, because Yehuda was, he was a different type of, he was too strong, so to speak. And he wasn't going to put Yehuda in the front lines, because he would have made the other Egyptian soldiers look like nothing. Okay, that was all number 3. Number 4. Amalei Rav Rabbi Marmari. Minoha Milsa Darmi Inshi. How do we know that which people say? Basar Anya Azlani Yusa. Poverty follows the poor. Amalei Tetzan. The Mishnah says in Bikurim. Ashirim Mevi'in. What did you bring the Bikurim in? So Ashirim Mevi'in Bikurim Beklaso Shalzah Vishal Kesef. The rich brought the Bikurim in baskets of gold and silver. Vaniyam Besalin Nitzarim Shal Arva Klufa. And the poor brought it in wicker baskets made out of reeds. Hasalam b'ha bikurim nosan l'kohanim, and the aniyim gave their baskets along with the bikurim to the kohanim, but the rich ones took theirs back. Right, so you see that the poor became poorer; they didn't even get their baskets back. That's how you know the poor. Poverty follows the poor. Why did the aniyim give the baskets too? Right, so I saw one of the mafarshim say because that was part of their matana; they wanted to give even more. So amar le at amar mehasavana amina mehacha. I have a different pasuk that tells me that poverty follows the poor. The Tamei Tamei Yikra. Not only is a mitzvah Tamei, but there's a mitzvah to call him Tamei. You're a Tamei. Everybody stay away from him. So the poverty in Ruchnius, he's Tamei, and we make him more Tamei. We call him Tamei. Number 5. Abalei Rav Rabba Bar Mari Minah Milzadam Rabbanon Hashkim Ba'achol Ba'kais B'riachamo B'char B'riatzina. Get up early and eat breakfast. That's what this Gemara is saying. In the summer, because it's too hot, and in the winter, because it's too cold. V'yamri inshi, shisen ruhuti rod, v'lomatul gavra demisafra karach. You could have 60 people running after somebody, and they won't catch up to the guy who ate breakfast. Right? The guy who ate breakfast, he's very strong. D'chziv, lo yiravu, v'lo yitzmu, v'lo yakim shara v'shemesh. Right? The sun, nobody will catch up to him. Omer le, at amr mehasabana mini mehaka, I hold this from the following. Levatan zeshem al kechem, zu kriyashma vetfila. Serve Hashem, that's kriyashma and tfila. Ubeirach is lach mechab es mehmecha, zu pas bemelach vekiton shamayim. Hashem will bless your bread and your water, that's bread and water. Mikan ve'elach, if you do that, if you eat the bread in the morning, vasi rosi machla mikirbecha, Hashem will remove any machla from your midst. V'tanya, machla zumara. And what machla are we talking about? Some mara, a machla in the gallbladder. Machla in the gallbladder with the bile. V'anam, lama nikrashma machla, why is it called machla? Sheshmonim b'shlosha chalom yeshba. There are 83 sicknesses that could come from the gallbladder. Machla, but gematria hachiyavi. Right, that's the gematria of machla. Could ask all of the internal internists here about these sicknesses. V'kulan pas b'melach shachris, because the shamayim avatzlan. And all these are prevented by having bread and water in the morning, period. Look at the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Kuf Zayin, that's what the Gemara talks about, pas shachris. There are many milas of eating pas shachris. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it about washing in the morning. Usually nowadays we have the fear of washing for breakfast. You're not going to wash for breakfast. I'm going to have to bench. But the Gemara talks about the godless of washing. Okay, I guess bagels are an exclusion. You wash for bagels. Okay, next. Number 6. Only Rav Lar Mari Minah Milsa. The Amar Rabbanon Chavercha Kari Chamra Uchvul Gabeich Mush. If somebody calls you a donkey, so then take a saddle from the animal and put it on your back. Basically, if somebody insults you, keep quiet. Right? Don't insult back. Amar Le Dichsiv VaYomar Hagar Shivchas Sarai Eim Zebas Vanatelechi. The Malach says to Hagar, right? You calling her the maidservant of Sarai, Vatomer Bnei Sarai Givertia Nochi Barachas. Hagar accepts it and calls Sarah her master. It's amazing. You learn from Hagar. But from Hagar that she accepted not to be insulted. Again, the Bali Musar say, because anything that happens to us was really meant to happen, and the person insulting was just the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Sefer Chinuch says by Nekama, right? I have to know that he punched me in the face because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of him. But, you know, I was meant to be punched in the face. We have to realize that. Remember that Sefer Chinuch regarding this from Nekama in Parshas Kedoshim. Number 7. Amalei Rav al Rabba Mar Mari Mino Amil Zadamri Inshi Milsa Gano De Isbech. If there's something negative about you, Kadem Amra. You know, get up and say it. Get up and say it. Right? Don't hide it and let people find out afterwards. Amalei Dechsiv Ayomer Eved Avraham Anochi. Right? Elazar says, I'm the Eved of Avraham. The Ben Yehoyada says, this is Alpi, the spiritual. You're not supposed to go around to everybody, tell them all your Averis. Right? It's that before the Makatragim, Lasid Lavo, testify in front of Hashem, be Mizvada. Be misvada on your sins, right? Kadem, right? If you have milsa genah regarding you have, you know, say it outright. Amalei Rav al Rabba Mari, number 8. Minah milsa namar inshi shfil v'azil bar avza. A goose walks low ve'enei mitayfi, but its eyes are looking up. He's always hoping for the better. Amalei dechsiv ve'hetiv Hashem la'aduni v'zachartes amasecha. Right by Shmuel, by Avigail, after she convinces David not to kill her husband, Naval. So she says, you know, remember me. Which eventually she became his wife. Amalei Rav Lar Rabba Mari Minah Milzamri Inshi Shisin Tachli Mitai Lakacha Dekol Chavre Shama Velo Acha. 60 toothaches will come to a person if he hears his friend eating and he doesn't eat. Right? You can't. It's a difficult situation when everybody else is eating. Like on a fast day, stay out of the kitchen. Amalei Dechsiv Veli Ani Avdecha Ulitzadok Hakoyin Levanoyo Ben Yoyado Shlomo Avdecha Lo Kara. Nasan Anavi tells David HaMelech, Adoniyahu, you know, is rebelling against you, and he didn't call any of us to his group. Right? So he's saying, if somebody else is doing something and we're not involved, it's painful. Amalei, Adam and Mehazva Anamina Mehacha, I say, this is the mocker. Vaidia Yiskacha Oala Sarimo, Vaikachas Rivka Vatilo Isha Vayeha Vavinachim Yiskach Reimo. What did they say? Yiskach got a wife. Right after Yiskach gets a wife, Avram goes back to Keturah. V'ksiv Basrei, v'yosef Avraham, v'yikach Yisho, shmo Keturah. Again, if somebody's involved in a situation, then it's painful for the other person, and therefore he was going to try to be involved in the situation. Rav Hirsch, that we've made some mention in the past, what does the Badak say? He got married to her, and then v'yeha v'ha. Rav Hirsch says, the more you're married, the more the love should grow. It's not that you love, and that your love is complete, and then you get married. Yes, people have been married for 30, 40 years, hopefully the love is even greater. It says, he took her for v'yitilo le'isha, and then v'yeha v'ha. Says Rav Hirsch. Amalei Rava, one more minute. Amalei Rava, l'Rava, b'amari minah, milsa damri inshi, chamro l'mari tivus l'shakye. A lot of times, we get wine, the wine comes from the master, but we give thanks to the wine pourer. Meaning, we give thanks to the wrong address. Amalei dechsiv esamachtes yadcha alav loman yishmon diyirun kol das bnei Yisrael. Moshe gives smicha to Yoshua. Viksiv Yoshua benun mali ruach chachma kisalach Moshe's yadav alav vayishmoy lo bnei Yisrael. Everybody's thinking Moshe gave smicha. Really, Hashem gave the ultimate power. Hashem is the one that gives the authority. But a lot of times we have misplaced thank yous. Amalei rav lerav amari minam asadami inchi kalba bakafne galale mivla. A hungry dog will eat rocks. A hungry soul will eat anything bitter. Let's do one more. A bare dekel tree will come up by barren trees. Basically means bad chevres attract bad chevres. It's in Torah and Nevi'im, Mishnah, and Braisa. Right, Esav goes to Yishmael. Right, Be'er Chevers. Shani by Nevi'im Dechsev, Vayislakto al Yiftach Anashim Reikim, Vayiyumo, and right, Yiftach attracted empty people. Umashulosh Baksuvim Dechsev, Kal Of Limino, Yishkon Rubnei Adam Lodom Elo, every bird of its kind went there. Wow! What Suvim is this? What Sefer is this from? Ben Sira, that's Ksuvim. Wow. Tanaba Masisa, one of the apocryphal. Tanaba Masisa, and we also learned in the Mishnah, called Mechubel Tame Tame, called Mechubel Taratar. Mishnah and Kalim. Any, if they have a handle that's attached to a Tame Kli, it could become Tame. A Tar Kli, that's not Makabal Tumah, it's Tahar. And Farna Tanita Bebraisa, we also learned it in a Braisa. Rav Lazar Omer Lo Lachinam Halach Zarzir Eitzel Orev. Why do Zarzirs hang out with ravens? El Abdei Shehumino, because they are all Tame animals. Those are the first 12. The next 5, Michael will take you tomorrow by Hashem, and Hashem, I will be back again later on this morning. I'm giving another shiur on Project Sinai in Yoni Pesach, and the next daf by Hashem will be Sunday morning back from Beit Shemesh. Hashem, Sunday night there'll be a Haggadah shiur up on YU Torah. We got through half of it on Shabbos, but the second half hopefully we'll be up there as well. Okay, I good.